Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, June 3rd, 2019. Can y'all believe it? We are already in the month of June, and what a year it has been so far. I want to congratulate everyone on a phenomenal month of production in May. We just closed out on Friday evening. A big, big month. We had a big day Friday, a lot of people sending business in. I'm sure that some of that was, you know, people that were getting business in before the end of the month deadline, trying to qualify for different levels. Maybe some of that was Performance Club or Performance Club Pro. Some of that surely was Senior Director and Executive Director qualifications. I know we had people that were kind of stretching at the last minute and made it. And I certainly want to congratulate everyone on, again, just a great month of production in May. We'll be recognizing our top producers and top recruiters for the month of May here on the call this morning. I just want to welcome you, and I certainly want to welcome any of our new associates that have just joined the team. We're really excited to have you on the call this morning. And again, you just could not have picked a better time to be involved with LegalShield Business Solutions. And we're excited on the success team here to welcome you and always want to make sure that we're giving you the support necessary to see success. And that's what we're all about, folks. Speaking of which, I'm really excited to – we've got several guest speakers on the line this morning. We've got Mr. Chris Corley and Ms. Joanne Trazzo that we're going to hear from here shortly. They went and attended a – special LegalShield Business Solutions training event this past weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we've asked them to share some of their takeaway from that. And then we are joined by Employee Benefit Certification Trainer and one of our top leaders, Ms. Judy Johnston from the state of New Mexico. We're so excited to hear from her. She's got some great tips on field training. And then we've also got Mr. Michael Dagan from Florida on the line, one of our top producers, top leaders, and top trainers, and we're so excited to hear a segment from him this morning as well. So this is going to be a packed call. I would invite you to make sure that you're in a place where you can actively listen and take some good notes. I am confident there will be some incredible nuggets shared, and I've got some announcements to share with you as well. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. There's a lot happening right now in the world of LegalShield, and it's one of my jobs to help make sure that we're all plugged in and beating the same drum, if you will. So let's start by going to the state of Tennessee, though, where we are joined this morning by Mr. Chris Corley, one of our executive directors, and Ms. Joanne Trazzo. Chris, I'll go to you first, and you can introduce Joanne, but we'd love to hear your feedback from the live training event that you attended this past weekend with Ms. Debbie Mosley.
Oh, thanks so much, Mike, and thanks for having me on the call. Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. I mean, we went Saturday to, it's called a 401 LegalShield Basic Level 1 Certification Training, and we went in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was absolutely fantastic. We drove a little bit over 2 hours. I think it was just slightly under 2.5 hours. Well worth the drive, well worth the trip. It was just a fantastic experience. It was about 5 hours. And the trainer was Debbie Mosley. That's Timber Mosley's mother. And for those that you remember, I think about, it might have been a month or so ago, Timber came on and she hopped on the call. And she did a fantastic training. And I see where she gets it from. Her mother, Debbie, was fantastic. Anyway, I was really, really fortunate. I was able to take my new local recruit, my new local associate, Joanne Trazzo, which you'll hear from in just a minute. She just fast start qualified. She just leveled up and got her bonus. So I thought it was fantastic that we can go and do this this training. I'm going to let her give you a few nuggets of what she got from all the notes that she took. But I just want to mention two things that really stood out to me. And that is whether you're networking, which is really my particular focus. You know, I'm really focused on building a team. Or if you're B2B, you always want to use a field trainer. And I know we're going to hear about that a little bit later. I'm really excited about that. And the issue is you really get their expertise. You know, I mean, these are people, especially if you're part-time. You certainly, a lot of times, one thing that Debbie mentioned is if you're already working, if you have a full-time job, or some people at the training actually had two part-time jobs or two full-time jobs, you know, they get a little discouraged and they say, well, I can't do business solutions because, you know, in order to do business solutions, you must do it full-time. And that was something that was discarded, that misinformation. Because if you're part-time and you're working with a field trainer, you really can focus on the hours that you can do business solutions. And then working with a field trainer, you can get him or her that does do it full-time and that really has the experience of success. Well, the two of you working together is a wonderful synergy. And that was just really refreshing, you know, for a lot of the people, because I recruit a lot of part-time people, and they kind of stay away from the business solutions, and you don't have to do that. And she made that very, very clear. The second nugget was to have a business solutions mindset when recruiting, whether you're B2B and certainly if you're networking. And I've made this mistake, Mike. You know, I've gotten a new recruit, a new associate. I get them to do their warm market list, and we have, you know, 50 or 100 names on this warm market, and they'll mention someone like their Aunt Sandy, and I say, okay, well, let's see if we can talk to Aunt Sandy. Let's get Aunt Sandy to a business briefing. But what I have failed to realize in the past is that Aunt Sandy happens to be the HR director for a company with over 50 employees. So the 401 business solutions trainer said, why would you, as a networker, when you're going through your new associates warm market list and you're qualifying and you're organizing their warm market, and when your new associate says, yes, my aunt, she's the head HR director for this particular company and she's been there for 15 years, why would you take her out of that and get her to a business briefing? Now, I'm not saying that she can't go, but your focus needs to be more broad. So even us networkers need to realize that that particular situation is a wonderful B2B opportunity, and then you can go and connect with your field trainer. So there were so many wonderful nuggets. The only thing that I'll leave everybody with is go. You know, find your 401, your local 401, basic level 1 certification, and then your level 2, and go and take as many people to your local events as possible. Wonderful experience. I learned so much. Now I'm just going to introduce my associate, Joanne Trazzo. I'm glad that you're on the call. If you can just share just for a minute or two some of the nuggets that you got. I'll turn the call over to you, Joanne.
Sure. Thank you, Chris. It was so much fun attending this event. Really, any event is always worth going to. You always walk away with some great piece of nugget, great information. Well, especially for me since I am new. But I know even Chris walked away with some aha moments there. Why wouldn't you use a field trainer is my question. I'm big on delegating responsibility, so I just think that's a perfect solution. You know, I don't have to go in as a brand new person, and I can have an expert line up all these people for me and do the presentation. That is wonderful. So you definitely want to take advantage of all these steps and processes that are in place for us to take advantage of. Some of the other things we hit on, you do want to decide what is your major and your minor, meaning do you want to focus more on selling or recruiting? You have to decide which one is going to fit you best, where you want to spend your time. And then once you do decide, you really want to be focused on that and commit to it. Not that you can't do both. You will do both. That's why one's major and one's minor. But your main focus should be on that major. You don't want to be jumping back and forth because then you're not focusing on either one and you're just losing money at that point. So you really want to decide, do you want to recruit more and sell less, or would you rather sell more and recruit less? So, and then you also have to decide to work your business. Are you going to do it part-time or full-time? Now, these both work. You can do full-time or part-time. What doesn't work is if you just do any time. You want to pick what hours you're going to work and actually work those hours. And cleaning your office does not count as working those hours. So great ideas on B2B. You know, of course, if you want to shoot for those big companies, that's great. But our target market, really, the major businesses around are going to be 30 employees or less. And that's really who we should be targeting. Number one, it's easier to get a hold of the decision maker because it's usually going to be the owner directly. So that just makes it that much easier to get in and get those appointments set up and those employee benefits going. So another thing is, don't forget your warm market list and keep revamping your warm market list and always follow your dollar. And I'm sure all you guys know what that means already. It was just a wonderful meeting, and I'm so glad I went, and I can't wait to go to part two now. So
wow.
I thank you for allowing me to be on the call today.
Oh, Joanne, thank you. Thank you, and thank you, Chris, both of you, for being on the call. Fantastic recap. Thank you very much for sharing. And that's a great segue because I wanted to share with you, Legal Shield announced recently, Legal Shield Business Solutions announced recently a summer school, program. They're going to be sending trainers all around the country, special trainers, to present these classes. And you'll see both the Legal Shield Basics, that's the one that Chris and Joanne are talking about, then you'll also see the actual employee benefits certification courses. And so when one of those comes up in your area, and I know they're doing it because I'm traveling to several areas and they've got a ton of other trainers, they really go out and they try to get their top trainers and they get them all around North America. It's really exciting. And when you've got a training like that that's in your area, and notice I say in your area, that's a little bit of a relative term because, you know, you might say, well, Knoxville wasn't really in Chris's area. It was almost 2.5 hours away. But you know what? Chris made it in his area. I mean, and he and Joanne made it to that training. And if you got to get up and drive a few hours to get to a training, I mean, that, I'm telling you, take advantage of these opportunities. Some people will say, well, isn't that the same information that I've heard before? And the answer is, yes, some of it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm confident. You know, Chris especially, he's been around for a while. You know, there were some things that Debbie Mosley said this weekend that were not news to Chris, that he had heard before, that he already knew. Number one, that's not a bad thing. I love this quote by Zig Ziglar. He says, repetition is the mother of learning, the father of action, which makes it the architect of accomplishment. I really love that concept. In other words, there's nothing wrong with hearing something several times. Repetition is a really positive thing. But I assure you that when you go to these live events, even though you've heard some of the information before, you're going to pick up nuggets that just stand out to you. There's going to be things that you pick up from different trainers. You can hear Debbie Mosley teach the exact same class as Bill Stovall, or the exact same class as myself, or the exact same class as any other trainer, and all of a sudden it's something, and usually quite a few things, will stick out to you in a way that they just haven't before. And you never know the golden nugget that you're going to get that just it flips the switch. And all of a sudden your results improve dramatically and things get a lot better. And it's just why we strongly encourage you to get to some of these live training events. And I appreciate Chris and Joanne sharing that this morning. Speaking of live events, I'm going to be in Seattle, Washington next week on Saturday the 15th, presenting a Level 2 certification class. So anybody that you know up in the Seattle market, we would love to have them attend. I know that their space is a little bit limited, so we want to make sure that we get them registered for that quickly. I would hate for us to fill up and then not be able to meet one of our associates on our team. It's one of my favorite things about traveling around is getting to meet our team. Speaking of these trainings, let's go to one of our employee benefits certification trainers in New Mexico, where I'm excited to be later on this summer as well, teaming up with Ms. Judy Johnston, one of our top executives and top trainers and top leaders. We are so excited every time that she has an opportunity to share on the call. I know she's busy. Judy, you're running, and we appreciate you taking some time out to jump on this morning live and talk about some of this field training. I know you just had a great field training experience. I know Chris talked about that earlier, you know, the power of field training and working with someone and benefiting from their expertise. And would love for you to share your recent experience and any other thoughts that you have this morning.
Well, thank you. I hope I can live up to your introduction. I'm happy to announce, too, that you'll be in my market in September. I've already got people saving the date. I'm so excited. I brag about your training so much that they'll get to see you finally. So in light of that, I did a field training with someone not on my team, not someone on our success team, but someone who called looking for a trainer who had been setting up appointments in New Mexico and could not find someone to work with, and she went through the list and found my name. So this is great. We had a decision maker meeting Friday afternoon here in New Mexico. She drove a long way to come do it. She loves setting appointments. But it worked out so good. What a positive experience for her. I'm not sure it's anything I did, but she's really going to blossom now. So we went into the decision maker. We sat down and did our chit-chat for about 5 minutes. And then I presented the folder with the information for the employees. And this decision maker was ready. She said, yeah, I want to do that. And she said, our open enrollment is at the end of the year. We usually do some meetings in October, and I'd love to have you come in then. And I said, well, that sounds great. However, can I ask you if there's another time of year that you have a meeting? And she said, well, I don't know why. And I said, well, open enrollment is a good time. However, employees are so worried about their increased cost to insurance, many will not take advantage of this program. And if we could do something mid-year, that would entice more people to enroll in this program and be protected. She said, well, that sounds great. And we looked at July, and she's going to do an enrollment in July. And then I gave her the authorization form. And one of the things I've been doing is, I'm not sure how many people know this, that the large group rate is up to our discretion to offer. So I went through the different prices. I always show them the amount if they were just to buy it from someone outside of work. And then I give them the group rate. But then I do the large group rate, and I say, and if we can get payroll deduction, I can give you this rate. And, of course, we got payroll deduction. So the trainee and I filled out the form, it all submitted, and we're all ready to go in July, and she's so excited. It's her first group, and actually it's my first group as a field trainer to be on the form with. So, yeah, it was a great day. Use field trainers. I used one. Of course, Mike, you know it was you. And I hadn't done anything till you came out and field trained me, and since then I've been working very good. So that's it, and thank you.
I love it. Hey, fantastic, and congratulations to you. What a great experience. You know, some people will hear that story, Judy, and say, oh, Judy got so lucky that they found a decision maker like that who was ready and willing to, you know, to do it before open enrollment. And here, you know, again, I say this a lot, but the busier you are, the luckier you tend to get. And that's how it works. That's how this business works. And the more that you're out there meeting with decision makers, the more you're going to find who are ready. And but I think to your point about field training too, I've been doing this long enough, y'all, to know that most people, when that decision maker said, hey, we've got open enrollment, this sounds really good, because, you know, it sounds like she was giving buying signals, right? I mean, she was interested. Most people would have said, great, we'll look forward to that in October. And yet it took a pro, it took an expert to say, is there any other time that we could do this? And Judy's exactly right. They're going to get better participation by rolling this out mid-year. Not only is it sooner, but they're going to get better participation. And then guess who's going to be back there in October at those open enrollment meetings? You better believe Judy and this associate are going to be there. And they're going to pick up some additional business, but that will overall be a better experience. And that has to do directly with her expertise as a field trainer. And I just could not agree more. We've got good field trainers out there. We've got a lot of field trainers on our team. The training that we are doing today for field trainers is better than it's ever been. And so, you know, take advantage of these programs when you have the opportunity. And Judy, thank you so much for sharing. We always enjoy hearing from you. Great, great job. Congratulations again on getting that group. And it's just one of many that are popping right now and coming on board. It's exciting to see that. And of course, you know, the neat thing is when you get out in the field or when you get out into these enrollments, the reception is higher right now than it's ever been. I mean, just people are jumping on board with these benefits. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Judy made a great point as well on, I just want to reiterate this, because it's not something that we've talked about a ton, but it is a great technique. She talked about that large group rate. And remember, Legal Shield, like Judy said, gives that, it leaves, you know, the company is leaving that up to us and our discretion as to when we offer that large group rate and when we don't. For years, you could not offer that large group rate unless it was a company that had over 2,000 employees. That was always the cutoff. And now you can offer the large group rate to a company that has 20 employees. There's no limit on the number, on the size of the company. Remember, the commissions are lower. So I just want to make sure that everyone understands that. And it's not just lower because the amount is lower. The percentage commission you get is lower. But the idea there is if it helps you get a group, or in this case, you know, Judy talked about kind of using payroll deduction as the carrot. I guess that's not the carrot, she was leveraging to be able to get payroll deduction. And so, you know, that helped her get payroll deduction for that group, which is going to give her a higher percentage of enrollment most likely. And so the idea there is you can use that rate at your discretion and make up in volume what you might miss out on percentage of commission. I hope that makes sense. But remember, those large group rates are available to you, that you can use them at your discretion. Just know that the commission is a little bit lower, but if it's going to help you get more business, another example is, you know, a company says, we've got a staff meeting, we've got a safety meeting, but I don't know that we would roll this out. That would be another area where you could say, if we could do the safety meeting, you know, and do it on payroll deduction or whatever, you know, if we could do the safety meeting, I think I could get them to give you a lower rate or, you know, however you position that. But, you know, but that's the key is, right, you're leveraging for something. Sometimes you may need it to leverage for the group itself, you know, just to get them on board. But just know that that's something that you have in your back pocket. You don't have to use it. We open groups every day at the normal rates, but that's always something that you've got in your back pocket that you can use if you choose. So, Judy Johnson, thank you again so much for sharing. We surely appreciate you. I want to cover just a few announcements here this morning. We got a big week coming up this week. We've got the Millennial Movement Leadership Academy this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina. I know many of us are plugging into that event. We've got Darnell Self, John and Elizabeth Gardner, Justin Peterson. There are some incredible leaders that are going to be there. You can find that information on our events page. If you have not created an account at successteamworld.com, I would invite you to do that so that you've got access to some of these events that are coming up. Tomorrow, I'm really excited for this. Tomorrow, June 4th, at 11 a.m., at 11 a.m. Central Time, because this is a live event, so 11 a.m. Central Time, we've got Mr. Jim Tanner, who will be presenting a special training webinar. You know, we're real focused on rolling out these special training webinars. It's something that our team has always been known for, and we're really excited. We've got some great ones coming up. This one I'm just super excited about. Mr. Tanner will be talking about the cash flow quadrant. He's going to be sharing some information that Robert Kiyosaki has taught on this principle of understanding the cash flow quadrant, different ways to earn income. And I'm just telling you, that terminology means a lot because I'm very familiar with it. To some of you, especially if you're a new associate, that may not mean a whole lot, but just get on the webinar. You're going to love this webinar. It's such great content. And, of course, there's no one better than Mr. Jim Tanner to talk about this, a $200,000 earner who we're just so excited to hear from. That is tomorrow, June 4th at 11 a.m. Again, how do you register for that? You get on the events page, successteamworld.com, click on the little calendar icon in your toolbar, and that will take you right to the events page where you can register for that. That is free of charge to our team. So please, jump on there. We'd love to have you as part of that event. I do want to recognize our top producers and recruiters for last month, but before we do that, I'm so excited to welcome this morning Mr. Michael Dagan from Florida. I know, Michael, you were up in New York this past weekend at an event, and we'd love to hear about that, and just really excited to have Michael on the call this morning. He is one of our top leaders and top trainers. I always enjoy hearing from him. He carries incredible perspective and, of course, has had some tremendous success in our business as well. Has only been with our company since just the end of last year, but has already seen some tremendous success. We're sure proud of his efforts and everything that he is accomplishing. And I know that there's big things to come in Mr. Dagan's future. Michael, thank you for joining the call this morning. We are absolutely excited to hear what you've prepared for us, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Riches, and I would like to, first of all, on behalf of everybody that's on the line and everybody really in the part of the group, wish you a happy belated birthday. And I know a lot of people didn't want to get on and sing, but if we took everybody off hold, we'd probably have a good melody going on. But we'll keep it to business. But I did want to give that shout out to you and welcome to the 40s club. And one day we'll get into the 60s club like Mark, and we'll be able to follow up. Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Dagan, and yes, I did return from New York City. But first, I want to talk really about what they spoke about earlier, about working your warm list. Now, when we all start in the group and get your three and be able to go through it, they say write down your 100 people in your warm list. And you go through those 100 people. And a lot of them don't return your calls, don't return your text messages, your emails. It might not have been a good time for them. The good thing about your warm list is that it's still warm. You're not being turned off by these people. These people don't want to ever not speak to you again, and you're able to continue to go after them. So don't be discouraged and say, oh, they didn't return my text message. I'm not going to talk to them again. You have to go back to them 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is, but do it a different way. Why don't you invite them out for a coffee? Why don't you invite them out for a dinner why don't you do what I do a lot of times, is I create a private video message that I send them as a text message, just saying, hey, how's everything going? How are the kids? Be a little more personable with them, and then you get a return call. And the worst thing that you could ever do, and the problem with today's technology is that people fail to do this, is they fail to pick up the phone and make the calls. It's a lost art. It's a lost art of being able to, and I'm speaking actually, believe it or not, everybody, on a landline. That's right, a landline. And for you young millennials that are on the line, it's something that was developed a long time ago by Alexander Bell. And the reason why I still have a landline is because I want to make sure that the communication is clear and there's no interruption through cell service or voicemail or anything like that. The key to working your warm market is not just to ask for something from them. Maybe give something to them. Say, I understand that you're involved in this charity. Is there anything I could do to help? A lot of people will then become set not in a defensive mode, but in an offensive mode and say, wow, that's really great. Thank you. Now, when you go to that event to help for the charity, which you should do not only for the business side, but also for your heart, but when you go to that event for the charity, they're going to introduce you to other people, which now increases your warm market. And once you increase your warm market, then it becomes a more of an event. And that person that brought you in, and eventually if you do something with someone that they brought you in with, they're going to go, oh, I'd like to learn more about that. The other way to continue with a warm market is to go to networking events. Now, if you're not at least 3 to 4 networking events per week, you're 3 to 4 networking events behind. Now, I do understand that a lot of us are not full-time in this business, and that's not an excuse. There's ways to network, and it doesn't always have to be in person. It could be on social media such as LinkedIn. How many people go through and want to LinkedIn to somebody as a connect, or is what I call it drafting somebody? You connect to somebody, and you draft them. You see what they do on their LinkedIn, on their posting. And you comment on it or you like it. Eventually, that person will see that you are commenting and then you are liking their stuff. And then they're going to reach back out to you and say, hey, I noticed that you made a great comment on this. What do you do? Now, if you don't have your LinkedIn profile updated properly, they're going to know what you do, which has nothing to do with what you do. So that goes back to you being involved in your warm market, making sure that you have your items stacked up ready to go. So if someone does ask what you do, you could direct them right to your LinkedIn page, or you could direct them right to your Facebook page, or you could send them an easy message to them so they understand it exactly as to where you are and what you do. The key to being successful on your warm market is to keep it warm. Don't turn it cold because someone doesn't do business with you today. Once again, it might not be at their best time. And until they tell you, don't call me again, you're going to continue to call them and treat them as your warm market. So that's my talk for today, Mike. And if you wanted me to talk a little about New York, I could expound on that, or we could do that for another day. Okay, I will talk about New York from the silence. So I was up in New York City at the International Franchise Show this past weekend. A lot of times, people, you have to realize businesses are not just about the profit, but businesses are about taking care of their employees, but more importantly, taking care of their infrastructure of the businesses. Franchisors have franchisees below them, and they want to make sure that they're taken care of in every aspect. So we've created a program to be able to go after those franchisees, be able to make them feel more secure in what they're doing, and being able to offer the benefit programs that they normally could not do. You're welcome to contact me offline, and I would be happy to share that through Mark and Mike Riches, of the program that I've put together to work with franchisors to franchisees. I want to thank Mike for having me on, and everybody have a great week.
Oh, Michael, I'm so sorry. I was muted there. I apologize. Can you hear me now?
I hear you. I hear you now.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. Hey,
that's okay.
Great job on their training this morning. See, I am. I'm in my 40s now, guys, so I forget to unmute. I'm just, I'm losing it maybe a little bit. Fantastic segment. Thank you so much for sharing. Great, great content. And congratulations to you. Excited for the progress that you're making. And, again, just a lot of exciting things happening right now. Fantastic, guys. What a great call we've had so far. Let's recognize our top producers and top recruiters for last month. I'm going to pull up our top producers first. And I did not number these, so let's count down here. Awesome. I want to start with number 10, Sheila Carmen from Texas. Congratulations to Sheila. We're excited to always recognize her. She does a great job. In number 9, we've got a very familiar name, David Perperno from California. David, welcome to the top producers list. Never mind. You're there every month. Dave Perperno with over 20,000 memberships from California. Thank you to him and his leadership. In the number eight spot, we've got from the state of Iowa, Pit Stop Inc. PC. Congratulations to them. Jessica Hooten in the number 7 spot. Always excited for Jessica and her production. Renee McKnight from Oklahoma in that number 6 spot. Another familiar name and someone that we are so proud of. Congratulations to you, Renee. In the number 5 spot, we've got Mr. Brian Fahili, another familiar name from Louisiana. Brian, congratulations to you. And I know last month he was dealing with some health issues and yet still was able to get out there and be in our top 5 producers. Stan Polson from Florida coming in at number 4. Congratulations to Stan. Another very familiar name, Mr. Chris Evans from Tennessee, coming in at the number 3 spot. Congratulations to you, Chris, on your production. Rebecca Baker from California, coming into that number 2 spot. Congratulations to you, Rebecca. We always enjoy hearing from her. And again, one of our top leaders and top executives. And number 1, another familiar name, Miss Melanie Knab out of Louisiana. Congratulations to Melanie for her production there in May of last, just last month. Congratulations to Melanie. Let's go to our top recruiters this morning. Mr. Michael Dagan, who we just heard from Florida. Congratulations to you, Michael, for being in that top recruiter list. We're excited for you and the growth that you're seeing in your business. We've got kind of a tie here. So our next top recruiter from the state of Texas, we've got Abubakar Motawala. And congratulations to you on being on this top producer list as well. From Oklahoma, we've got Mr. Billy Barker. Congratulations to you, Billy, on being on our top recruiters list. And then we've got Stephanie Capo from Washington. Stephanie, congratulations to you. Excited for you and the success that you're seeing. And then Gerald Karp from Connecticut, also on our top recruiters list this morning. And then Anthony Griggs from Pennsylvania. Congratulations to Anthony on being one of our top recruiters. And then we've got a 5-way tie for first place. Congratulations to these individuals. Robert Colt from Texas, building his team in May of 2019. Very excited for Robert. William Yop from Tennessee. Congratulations to William. Mr. Mike Jackson from Florida. Congratulations. Another very familiar name on our top recruiters, as is Mr. Chris Corley from Tennessee, who we also heard from on the call this morning. Thank you, Chris, and congratulations to you on being one of our top producers. And rounding out that 5-way tie for first place, Mr. Rich Miller from Kansas. Rich, congratulations to you. I always love featuring these top recruiters and top producers. These are people that are out there really building their business, focused on the right activity, which is producing results. I think it was Joanne that mentioned that earlier, and she was sharing from Debbie's training. There's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot of areas where you can spend time, a lot of ways that you can invest time in your business. And, some are more productive than others. you know, she mentioned cleaning her office. Anybody who's ever visited my office knows that I personally don't spend a lot of time cleaning my office, right? But there's a lot of things. You know, you can sit there and reply to emails or send out emails all day long, and it's not that it's bad activity, because if you never replied to an email, that would not be good. If a decision maker emailed you and said, hey, we want to do an enrollment next week, and you never replied, that wouldn't be a good thing. No one's going to encourage you to do that. But sitting there and you know, emailing people is not as productive as getting on the phone and setting up a new appointment or prospecting a new group. And so that's part of what we have to be good at doing is managing time and managing the proper activity. And that's where it's at, developing a plan that's going to help us stay focused on the right kind of activity every day. You know, I just wanted to share with us, with you on the call this morning, one kind of final note, and I alluded to this earlier in the call when I talked about, you know, production on the last day of the month. If you look historically at our business, there's typically quite a bit of production on the first and second business days of the month. So, like, I can tell, I have no clue. I'm not tied into Legal Shield's production system, so it's not like I can look this up on my computer. I won't know until tomorrow morning when they finally run procedures and it shows what the production has been. But I can tell you, just based on my experiences, I've been doing this for 17 years now, that today will be a really good production day. We'll have a lot of sales that will go through today because it's the first business day. You know, the first and the second were on a weekend. Today's the third, and we'll have a good production day. Tomorrow, equally, I don't know if it'll be equal. Today will probably be bigger, but tomorrow will be a good production day as well. And then, historically speaking, the last couple days of the month will be really good production days as well. This month, that's the 27th and the 28th. The 27th will be a big production day. People will send in a lot of business, and they'll do that on the 27th because it's really a smart move. They'll try to get that in with a day kind of leeway. That way, if there's anything that needs to be fixed on an application, you know, maybe somebody jotted down a, you know, an address wrong or forgot an apartment number, you know, forgot a signature or a date of birth on a form, when they send it in a day early, it kind of gives them a buffer to fix that. And so we'll have quite a bit of business on the second to last day. And then the last day will be a big production day as well. Somewhere in that last week, Legal Shield will process all the business that's effective July 1st. That will be another big production day. But those are, you know, typically the five big production days in the month. The first day of the month, the first business day of the month, the second business day of the month, whenever they process the business for the following month, because you can send business up all month in June, but if it's effective July 1st, there's one day, and sometimes it is the last business day, sometimes it's not, sometimes a little bit earlier in the week, but that day and then the last two business days of the month. Those are typically the five biggest production days of the month. And, you know, maybe we just ought to accept that and say, you know, hey, that's the way that it is. That's the way that we operate. And you know, it's not a negative thing. Like, I'm glad that people were sending business in the last day of the month to hit whatever mark they wanted to hit. Some people were going for Performance Club Pro. Some people were going for Senior Director. Some people were going for Executive Director. Maybe some just trying to get Fast Start qualified. Some going for, you know, PC, just Performance Club, 90 points. And those are kind of the, I'll go on a tangent here. Those are kind of the four monthly production, kind of either step one, step two, step three, step four. Step one is just, I don't know that it's step one, step two, but those are the four kind of phases. First is just Performance Club, and we'll have some people that just try to get that 90 points. And then Performance Club Pro is kind of that second phase. That's the $180 premium dollars. And we definitely will have people that are focused on Performance Club Pro. People turn up the notch quite a bit from there to get to the third kind of level, and that is the Senior Director. That takes 700 premium dollars to get to senior director. And, of course, where we want everybody to be is the executive director, that kind of fourth level, and that takes $1,400 premium dollars. Now, above and beyond that, you've got bronze, gold, silver, or bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and so on and so forth as well. So I don't want to emphasize that executive director is the end-all. But those are the four that we typically have a lot of people kind of gunning for every month. All of those are monthly qualifications. You got to qualify every month for those four kind of levels, I guess, if you will. We could call them recognition levels. That would probably be a correct way to phrase that. Well, again, maybe we just sit back and say, hey, it is the way that it is. And the reason that today will be a big one is because some people held business. You know, if I'm being real, some people held business and are going to process it today because they wanted to count it for June. And if that business is effective June 1st, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not unethical or anything like that. It's perfectly acceptable to hold sales. And if they're effective the first of the month, you can either put them in the month before and they'll count for that month, or you can put them in after the first or on the first and they'll process for, you know, for the following month. So that's fine. That's one of the advantages of payroll deduction business and being able to make business effective the first of the following month. The point that I'm making here is maybe we could do a little better job of not procrastinating. Maybe, you know, maybe we could just go get serious today like it was the 27th. Or like it was the 28th, maybe we could trick our brains into thinking, hey, I need to work today to get business in like it was the last day of the month. And again, I don't want to be negative. I'm glad that people were getting business in. I much prefer people at the end of the month hustling to get some business in to make the mark. Again, whatever that mark, level one, level two, level two, level three, level four, whatever that mark happens to be, I would much rather someone hustle and get business in than just sit back and say, well, I don't think I'm going to make it this month. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. No, I like people hustling, but what if we hustled today like it was the 27th or the 28th? What if we were out there drumming up business? What if we made a few more phone calls than we would typically make? And I guess, you know, that's maybe my invitation, is just to think about that. You know, if Jeff Bell, the CEO of LegalShield, said, hey, look, for everyone that hits executive director in the month of June, we're going to give you a $1 million bonus. Now, he's not going to say that, and that's not going to happen. That would be unrealistic and frankly, irresponsible of the company to do something like that. But I just want you to think about what that would do to you. If Jeff Bell got on a call this morning and said, hey, big news, we're going to pay $1 million if you can get $1,400 premium dollars before the end of the month. Now, sadly, there are some people that would still make excuses. There are some people that would still say, oh, that sounds great for those who get it, but I don't think I'm there. And you know, I have a hard time understanding that, but I respect the fact that there are some people that just that they still could not get there mentally, even with a $1 million bonus on the line. I mean, you know, but most people, if they heard that, they would reshape their thinking. They would look at something like that, a promotion, and say, okay, I'm going to make this happen. How would they make it happen? Well, I'll tell you, they would figure out a way. Now, the secret in this business is figuring out how to do the activity without that, right? So the secret in this case would be, Jeff Bell's not going to make that announcement this morning. That's not an official announcement. Please don't write it in. Please don't call LegalShield and say, hey, tell me about that $1 million bonus that Mike Riches was talking about. If you do, use Mark Riches. That would be better. Use his name. But it's not going to happen. That's not a real thing. But the secret in this case is work like it is. And if you could make it happen for $1 million, you know, if that was what was on the line, why not make it happen for what you do receive as an executive director. Because I'm going to tell you something. As an executive director, $1,400 in premium is what that takes. You're well on your way to a six-figure income at that point. You're well on your way to financial stability. You're well on your way to financial freedom, frankly. And I don't know, I'd have to check this to make sure that it's 100% accurate, but I don't believe that we've ever had a millionaire club member that never hit executive director. And we have some that take longer to get there than others. And we have some that get there faster. But millionaire club means they've earned $1 million in this business. But I don't know that we've ever had one that never hit executive director. I mean, they'd have to, I mean, I guess maybe if they were here for 30, 35 years, it's possible. But I can assure you, if not everyone, the vast, vast, vast majority of them are regularly executive directors. And so by being an executive director, you're on the track, you're on the road to earning $1 million in income. And it's not going to be a bonus at the end of this month, but work like it would be. That's the secret. That's it. People say, what's the secret? That's the secret. You got to work like there's $1 million on the line. Because there is. Not at the end of this month as a bonus, but there's $1 million of income out there for you. How quickly you get that is up to you, but by being executive director, I assure you that puts you on the fast track to getting there and getting there quickly. So, guys, you know, again, this is going to be a great month. I'm excited for it. June is typically a big month. And you know, you could kind of work casually for the first 3 weeks of the month, and then that final week kind of get serious, and the 27th, 28th, you know, really hustle in some business, hustle up some apps and get some business into Legal Shield. Or you can work today on the 3rd like it's the 28th. And if, you know, if I could get people to do that, if us as a team would look at our business with that kind of frame of mind, I'm convinced that you'd be amazed with the results that you'll see. And that's what it takes, is sometimes just reshaping the way that we approach our business, reshaping the way that, you know, that we work the business, and reshaping, frankly, the way that we think. So that's my invitation to you. You got to remember, we've got a lot of stuff happening this month. Double counters. Let me pull up my flyer. You can go to lsengage.com and download at the top. They've got their incentive overview for June. There were a couple of these that I just wanted to make sure that I pointed out. We've got a special incentive for Performance Club. There are some people, you can read about this on the flyer, but there are some people that will qualify for the Performance Club trip to Orlando, Florida. We're taken to go to the Disney Resort in January. Some people will finish qualifying for that in June, and you can read about the details. If traveling is your thing, Legal Shield is great at sending you on trips. A bunch of people going to Cabo next month. We've got Orlando coming up. We got a big trip next year. ED for life, you know, speaking about executive director. And while Jeff Bell's not going to get on this morning and say, hey, we got $1 million bonus for you, what he did say and what the company has put out there is for all of those that will qualify for executive director, you've got bonuses in your first year of qualification that total up to $15,000 in bonuses. The way that works is you hit it 3 months in a row, you get $5,000, and then I believe it's $1,000 every month. I guess pull that up. $1,000 every month after that that you qualify from month 4 to month 12. So it comes out to $15,000 in bonuses that you receive, and there are some rules for that. You can read that on the flyer, but I'm telling you, $15,000 is not a bad bonus to pay yourself, but the bigger bonus is qualifying for executive director every month puts you on that fast track to six-figure income and ultimately $1 million in income, and that's what we want for our team. So keep that in mind. That program ends in September. which means that next month, July, is the last month that you could start that three-month streak. Now, you're going to be hearing us talk about this a lot on the call because, you know, you could put it off till August and start your streak in August and, you know, still be on the fast track to $1 million of total income, still be on the fast track to a solid six-figure income, but you'd miss out on 15 grand. And I just don't want to see people do that. So, you know, July, and really getting it done in June sets you up so well for July. July ought to be your second month, or for some of you, you know, your third or more. But I really want to get you focused on executive director. July is the last month that you could start that streak and get in for the $15,000 in bonuses. Some of you have been casually listening to me for the last few minutes, and now you just heard $15,000 in bonuses, and you're saying, well, what did he say? I said, get to executive director. That's what I said, and that's what I'm saying. That is my message to you this morning. Get to executive director, whatever it takes. Hustle up some business. How do you do that? Treat today like it's the last day of the month. Go out there and hustle up some business. Let's make some things happen here, and I'm excited to see the results of you doing that. Again, a lot of exciting things happening in the world of Legal Shield. I'm excited to join everybody on our webinar tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, featuring a $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Jim Tanner, talking about how to earn income and what this business does for you in earning income. It's going to be just a powerful webinar. I'm so excited for that. Thank you again to Mr. Michael Bagan for speaking on the call this morning. Thank you to Ms. Judy Johnston for sharing, as well as Mr. Chris Corley for talking about the trip and training in Knoxville, and to Ms. Joanne Trazo. We really appreciate all of them joining the call this morning. Thank you to each of you for plugging into the call. And let's go out and, again, make it a fantastic day. And I'm excited to see the results that we can create. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.